Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Good morning.
Come to order and be seated, please.
Does the state stipulate to the presence of the jury panel?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the defense?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, you may call your next witness.
State calls Taylor Culliver.
Culliver. Standing, raise your right hand, face clerk.
You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You may be seated. Please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
Taylor Tolliver, T-A-Y-L-O-R-T-O-L-L-I-V-E-R.
May I proceed? Good morning, Ms. Tolliver. How are you employed?
I am a detective with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
How long have you worked for Metro?
It'll be 10 years next month.
Okay. How were you assigned back in 2022?
I am criminal intelligence detective.
And what were your job duties back in 2022, say September?
An undercover surveillance detective.
And as an undercover surveillance detective back then, I think we all have a general idea of what that might look like. But can you tell the members of the jury what you did day to day as that type of detective?
Essentially, we would just utilize different equipment and tactics to essentially surveil people, follow them around, observe their activities. Sometimes they would be individuals, sometimes they would be businesses, dependent on what the investigators requested.
And the investigators, when they made a request of surveillance, do they explain their whole case to you, or do they just say, look, I need surveillance on this particular person, on this date, or how does that work?
They typically give us objectives and then enough context from their investigation for those objectives, but not in detail their entirety of their cases.
Okay. So just sort of a framework so you can accomplish the objective on the surveillance?
Correct.
Okay. During September of 2022, did you conduct surveillance on behalf of, or at the request of, I should say, Detective Derek Jaffe?
Yes.
And was one of the days that you conducted surveillance September the 1st of 2022?
Yes.
Do you remember if that location was like a neighborhood on a street called Spanish Steps?
Yes.
Who was the target? Who were you watching on that day?
Robert Tellis.
And do you see Mr. Tellis in the courtroom today?
I do.
Could you point to him and describe what he's wearing today, please?
A black suit with a multicolored tie.
Your Honor, may the record reflect the witness has identified the defendant? When you were conducting your surveillance on September the 1st, were you in a vehicle or were you on foot or what kind of...
Predominantly in a vehicle.
Okay. And as part of the surveillance, do you keep a log of activities that you observed on September the 1st?
Yes.
And then based on that log, is that later transferred to the detective?
Yes.
In addition to keeping a written log, do you also sometimes take photographs?
I do.
And on that day, did you take some photographs?
Yes.
And that would be him and at his residence doing whatever?
Yes.
Okay. With regard to the photographs, are those given to the requesting detective as well?
They are.
And then all of that is sort of kept in a Metro file?
I'm not really sure what he would do with it. They're forwarded to the case agent.
After you give it to the case agent, you're kind of done?
Yes.
Okay. Your Honor, may I approach the witness? Thank you. Having shown defense counsel what's been marked as states 348 through 350, just ask you to look through these photographs and let me know when you're done, please. Having looked at those photographs, do they fairly and accurately depict what you saw on September the 1st?
They do.
State moves to admit 348 through 350.
No objection.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I publish?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put on the overhead what's been admitted as states 348. Can you see that on your screen up there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What are we looking at in that photograph?
The vehicle of Robert Tellis, or the vehicle he operated that day.
Okay. And is it parked basically in front of his house on Spanish Steps?
Yes.
This is states 349. And what are we looking at in that photo?
That is Mr. Tellis exiting the vehicle.
And last one is states 350. Another shot of Mr. Tellis.
It appears to be immediately after him exiting the vehicle, walking towards the residence.
Thank you very much. I'll pass the witness, Your Honor.
Yes, thank you. Ms. Tolliver, so I understand your testimony correctly. Mr. Tellis was under surveillance by yourself at the request of Detective Jaffe on September 1st, 2022.
By myself and my squad, yes.
Photographed him, watched him, correct?
Yes.
You'll agree with me that there were no actions on his part that would raise any suspicions in your mind concerning crimes that may or may not be occurring.
I don't deem what is suspicious. I make the observations and forward them to the detective they requested it.
Did he leave the residence multiple times, a single time? Please explain to us a little more in detail what you observed on the events of September 1st, 2022.
Specifically the 1st?
Correct.
I believe on that day he left to Target, if I'm correct. And then I believe he also went to pick up a juvenile from a bus stop.
Okay, a child. The child that he picked up, he returned home to his residence.
Correct.
Fair to say?
Yes.
Were you involved in the surveillance of Mr. Tellis on September 6th?
Yes.
And if you could explain to us what it was that you saw occur on September 6th. Have you reviewed your report in preparation for your testimony today?
I have, but we did a couple surveillances on Mr. Tellis. Oh, I do remember. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So that was the day I don't believe he initially left the house. The day he exited his residence and began cleaning the exterior of his vehicles.
Okay. And just so we're clear, you surveilled him washing three vehicles, correct?
Correct.
And do you recall what three vehicles those were?
There was the vehicle that was just depicted, I believe a BMW, a Tesla, and then a Yukon.
Okay. You surveilled him washing the exterior of the three vehicles, correct?
Correct.
And this washing of the three vehicles took about 2.5 hours, correct?
I believe so, yes.
At no time did you see him enter and wash any of the three vehicles, correct?
That's incorrect. I did see him enter a vehicle.
But to wash, you saw him, did you see... When you saw him enter the vehicle, it was to move the vehicle, correct?
No, I saw him enter a vehicle that he did not move.
Okay, and what vehicle was that?
The Yukon.
And what specifically did you see him do inside the vehicle?
I can't say what he did within the vehicle. My vantage point didn't allow me to see that.
He was in the vehicle briefly?
Correct.
You saw him exit the residence prior to washing the three vehicles with cleaning agents, correct?
Yes.
And he used those cleaning agents to... wash the BMW, correct?
Yes.
The Tesla?
Yes.
And the Yukon, the Denali, correct?
Yes.
But he washed the exteriors only, correct?
As far as what my vantage point gave me, I saw him wash the exteriors of the three vehicles you just mentioned, yes.
Okay, and nothing else, just the exteriors is the point I'm getting at.
Correct, the only thing I was able to see was the exteriors, yes.
Okay. You made note on your surveillance log of September 6th that you saw cameras on the exterior of Mr. Tellis' residence on September 6th, correct?
Yes.
However, you did not see those cameras on September 1st.
I did not.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Just briefly, Your Honor. I'm going to put back on the overhead what's been admitted as States 350. The area kind of above the light here by the garage, that's where there were no cameras, right, on the 1st?
Correct.
And they were later seen on the 6th?
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's all I have, Your Honor.
I have, of course, indulging. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony here today. You may step down. You are excused in your subpoena. Will the state may call their next witness?
State calls Christy Baxter.
Stand and raise your hand, please. Clerk, please.
You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You may be seated. Please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
It's Christy Baxter. Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E, Baxter, B-A-X-T-E-R.
May I proceed, Your Honor? Ms. Baxter, how are you employed?
I'm employed as a crime scene analyst supervisor with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
How long have you worked as a crime scene analyst?
A little over 7 years.
And how long have you had the designation as a supervisor?
About 2 days.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
But you've worked as a crime scene analyst, I think you said, for 7 years?
Yes.
And can you just briefly describe the training that you went through in order to work as a crime scene analyst?
As a crime scene analyst, we undergo about a 3 to 4 month process where we go through the academy, where you learn all the basics to be able to be successful throughout field training. And then you go through a 3 to 4 month process in field training where you're supervised by a senior crime scene analyst. And then at the end, you take a competency test where you have to pass to be able to go on and do actual field work by yourself. And then you continue training throughout your career to make sure you're up to date.
Okay. Now, we've had some testimony before this jury about the crime scene 7216 Bronze Circle. So we won't go into that in too much detail, but did you report as well as one of the crime scene analysts to Jeff Gehrman's residence on September the 3rd of 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
And you worked with Claire Browning and other crime scene analysts and detectives to process that scene?
I did.
What was your responsibility in terms of the scene?
For this scene, my responsibility was impounding all evidence and doing the scans to complete a diagram.
Okay. And we've seen the diagram, but in terms of what you impounded, were they swabs of like possible DNA off like rocks and bushes and that sort of thing?
Yes, we took the rocks as an original surface with apparent blood. We took additional swabs of apparent blood and then DNA swabs of other surfaces as well.
Okay. And all of that was impounded by
yes,
you?
Yes, ma'am.
When you were at that original scene at Bronze Circle, was Detective Derek Jaffe present?
Not at the scene, no.
No. I want to kind of fast forward a little bit to September the 8th. Were you called upon to assist homicide on that date?
I was.
And that was still with regard to Mr. Gehrman's murder?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were you asked to meet homicide on September the 8th?
I was asked to go to the PA's office, which was 515 Shadow Lane.
And by the PA's office, do you mean the public administrator's office?
Yes, ma'am.
When you got there, did you see detectives that you knew?
Yes, we all met up.
Okay, and there would be homicide detectives present?
Yes.
Did you see Detective Jaffe on the 8th?
Yes, I did.
And was he doing something separate than homicide? Were you there at homicide's request or his request?
I was there at homicide's request.
Did he appear to be taking his own pictures and doing his own sort of look through the PA's office?
Yes, he was.
So it was separate from what homicide was doing?
Yes.
Were you primarily working with Detective Gaddis?
Yes, she was primary on the investigation.
Okay. Was one of your responsibilities on the 8th to take photographs of the offices at the public administrator's office?
It was.
May I approach the witness, Your Honor?
Ms. Baxter, I'm going to show you what's been marked as states 204 to 213.
Just ask you to look through those and let me know when you're done.
Okay.
Having looked through those, do you recognize those to be the photographs you took at the PA's office on the 8th of September?
They were.
Okay. State moves to admit 204 to 213, Your Honor.
We have no objection.
Mm-hmm. And may I publish them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to put on the overhead what's been admitted as states 204. Let me back up just a little. Do you recognize that photograph?
I do.
And what are we looking at there?
That's the outside of the public administrator and public guardian office.
Okay. And this is states 205. What's that a photograph of?
That's the exterior of the office that was labeled Rob.
Okay. And did you and the detectives eventually went into that office?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm putting on the overhead states 207. Is that in the office?
That is.
And can you kind of orient us just a little bit, like where
from the prior photograph, is this looking to where the front door of the office is?
So I would be standing behind the desk within the office, shooting towards the door.
Okay. And this is States 208. Obviously the desk?
Yes.
So sort of the opposite view of the photograph we just saw?
That's correct.
And I'm putting on the overhead now what's been admitted as States 209. That's the view of the entry into the office?
Yes, from standing at the doorway.
Okay. There appears to be a computer on the desk there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Do you know what happened to that computer?
Homicide detectives collected it.
Okay. And I'm going to just show you one more close picture. This is States 212. Does that appear to be the computer that homicide collected?
Yes, I believe it's like behind or those are the monitors, so it's connected to the computer they collected.
Okay, and so they would have impounded that.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I will pass the witness, Your Honor.
Cross examination.
Yes, thank you. Ms. Baxter, fair to say that you were called upon to fulfill your duties as a crime scene investigator to collect evidence concerning a murder case, correct?
Yes.
You testified that when you were at the public administrator's office on September 8th of 2022 that you saw Mr. Jaffe, correct?
I did.
You had testified that you were called upon by the homicide office to be there, correct?
Or
the
That's
homicide
correct.
Detail?
Homicide detectives, yes.
And your job primarily concerned the taking of photos and collecting evidence, correct?
Yes.
Generally, when you work with homicide, that's what you're called to do. You come in, you document the evidence, correct?
That's correct.
Now, you had testified that when you arrived that Detective Jaffe was there, correct?
He was.
And you had testified that he was taking his own photos.
He was.
And collecting his own evidence.
I'm not sure if he collected evidence, but I do know he took photographs.
Okay, but you had testified on direct collecting evidence. I mean, he was there doing his own thing, correct?
Yes, he was doing his own thing to take photographs, collect evidence. I'm not exactly sure what he collected, if he did any.
So he was not part of your team at the direction of the homicide unit, correct?
Right.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Any breath?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony here today. You may step down and you're excused from your subpoena. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
And the state may call our next witness.
The state's going to call Matt Hovanna to the stand. Sorry. Matt, like Hovanna.
Your Honor, may I just grab another
You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You may be seated. Please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Hovanis, H-O-V-A-N-E-C.
May I proceed, Your Honor? Thank you very much. Sir, what do you do for a living?
I'm employed by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
And what section were you assigned to?
I'm the commission supervisor, one of the commission supervisors of the Digital Forensics Lab.
What are the responsibilities of the Digital Forensics Lab, sir?
We collect, process, and make reports on all digital data, whether that's phones, videos, computers, tablets, the like.
Okay. Could you tell me a little bit about some of the training and experience you've had leading up to working in this division?
Sure. I've got over 1,000 hours of training relevant to digital forensics from IASIS, which is the International Association of Computer Investigative Specialists. I have my CFC, which is Certified Forensic Computer Examiner. I also have a CMDE, which is Certified Mobile Device Examiner. For some of the vendor-specific training that we use with Cellebrite, I have a CCO and CCPA certification, also drone certified through Cellebrite. With Magnet, I have a MCFE, Magnet Certified Forensic Examiner, and a CMGE. I also have training in cell phone repair and video training.
Okay. Did you assist Metro and specifically the homicide section led by Justine Gaddis in an investigation regarding the death of Jeffrey Dierman?
I did.
Were there a series of devices that you were responsible for forensically downloading?
There were.
Did that include a phone that belonged to Robert Tellis?
Yes.
Do you remember what type of phone that was?
I believe it was a Google Pixel 6.
Okay. Did you also assist in forensically downloading a phone belonging to Jeffrey Gehrman?
I do not believe I did that phone.
Okay. Let me ask you about this. Did you assist in forensically downloading a workplace computer belonging to Mr. Tellis?
I did.
I have checked as the foundation as to who it belonged to, so I have projected that
characterization. Can you lay a foundation?
Sure. Did you, well, let's start this way. Did you forensically download a desktop?
I did.
Okay, did you review any materials or documents to learn where that desktop came from?
I did.
Okay, what sort of materials did you review?
User accounts, where the computer was collected from.
Okay, did you ever have any time to consult also with Detective Justine Gaddis about materials that were collected by her homicide team?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you the question again. There was a desktop that you forensically downloaded, correct?
Yes.
Who did it belong to?
Robert Tellis.
Okay, and where did it come from?
From the Clark County, I can't remember the exact
public
title of the office.
Office.
Public Administrator's Office, yes.
Okay, thank you. Sir, if you could just explain to the jury, what does it mean to forensically download something?
So when we forensically download something, we get the device in the state it is and try to make absolutely no changes to it. We want the device to be in the same state it was when we retrieved that device or when we were given that device. So when we download a phone or download a computer, we're using software and hardware that makes no changes to that device.
Okay. Are you familiar with a program called Cellebrite?
I am.
What is Cellebrite?
Cellebrite is a company that manufacturers software and hardware for downloading phones, computers and phones.
Was Cellebrite utilized in the forensic download of Robert Tellis' Google Pixel phone?
Yes.
All right. I want to ask you, with respect to Mr. Tellis' workplace desktop computer, what program was used to forensically download that?
For that, it was Magnet Axiom.
Okay. How does that operate? Similar to Cellebrite, different?
It's similar to Cellebrite. A program's used to create an image, and then Magnet, the Axiom program, is used to process that image and create reports.
Okay, so we're talking about reports. Are they sometimes referred to as an extraction report?
Yes.
Okay, what is an extraction report?
There's different types of reports that can be created by each program. It's something that allows the end user, in this case, detectives going over the case or attorneys to look at that data that I've processed in a viewable format, tag items, create reports from it.
Okay. When you look at one of these, so for example, if there's certain information in a phone that's identified as potentially relevant or connected some way, you can identify it and then this report will spit it out in some sort of format. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. So for example, will the extraction report have information about potentially when, let's just use a photo for example. Let's say you find a photo, it is marked and it's extracted. Will it have information potentially relating to either when it's created or maybe when it's appearing on the phone, something along those lines?
It is possible.
Okay. Will it include potentially locations, like a pathway about where it might be found within a device?
Yes.
Potentially, let's say if the image has, maybe there's metadata about GPS coordinates, could sometimes that be attached to an image or some sort of device?
It can be.
Okay, it just depends, correct?
Yes.
Have you reviewed a series of extraction reports related to information contained inside Mr. Talis's phone?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to, let's see, I'm going to show, give me 1 second. We'll start at least by showing opposing counsel what's been marked as 357A, 356, 361, 357, 360, 358, 363, no, it's okay, don't worry about it, and 364. And just for the court have a record of those exhibits? Okay. I'm going to come up and show you those exhibits. Get a digital version of them as well, but let's just at least take a look at these real quick, and let me know if you're familiar with what you're looking at there.
Yes, I'm familiar with these.
Okay. And you've seen digital versions of this as well, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are these extraction reports derived from Mr. Talis's Google Pixel phone?
Yes.
All right. I'm also at this time going to ask for the admission of stage proposed 354, which is essentially a digital equivalent of that same information.
No objection.
Okay. This time we are going to publish 354. Yeah, we could just queue over. Oh, I've got to move it over. It's okay. I got it. Here we go. Okay, opening the file says Talis phone. Let's open the file that says phone evidence campaign photo. So, let's close this up. So this is an example of an extraction report, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And let me just zoom in here for a second. So we have this thing that says path. What is that?
That's the file path that this specific artifact was located at.
All right. And when you look at that, can you tell roughly where in the phone that's coming from?
I can tell what application it was derived from.
Okay, so tell us what application it was derived from.
From Google Photos.
From Google Photos. What is it? What do you see there in that extraction pathway that tells you that?
The google.android.apps.photos.
Okay. We look over to the right. There's in that second big column, it indicates the word modified. What does that mean?
So being that this is a cached file, that's the last time that the phone interacted with that specific file.
Okay. And sometimes that can, for example, in some instances, you may have like a created on date. Would that be correct?
Correct.
So if you could tell, if the phone, the extraction could show, like, we know definitively that that phone created that particular, it might say created or something along those lines. Is that right?
You'd usually have something like created date or more metadata.
Okay. But at the end of the day, what does the word cache mean, by the way? How does that work in relation to phones?
Cache is, phones use it, computers use it. It's temporary storage. When, say, use an application, visit a website, data, files, scripts, media, pictures can be stored in the cache to assist those applications or, say, a website in loading information faster so that it's not always going back to the source to download it. It tries to make the application run smoother, run faster for the user.
Okay. And so we have here, there's a couple of thumbnails over here. So those are kind of small images of that, correct?
Correct.
And we can see, you know, this thumbnail, the Realec, Rob, tell us, what is the date that it was modified or last modification date on there?
That'd be April 5th of 2022.
Okay, and this first image, when is that modified?
July 24th, 2022.
Okay. Close that out. And then there are associated in this folder the full, we have a full image, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Did you have an opportunity to generate an extraction report regarding items searched items within Mr. Tellis's phone?
Sorry, could you say that once more?
Was there an extraction report generated for searched items, certain searched items within Mr. Tellis's phone?
Yes.
Okay. What is the searched items category mean in relation to Celebrate?
So in this instance, it was using the Google Chrome app, and it was something that would have been searched on there.
So you would kind of type those words into your phone, and then it would spit out potentially a result or create a record. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So when we look at this one, how many times was this tagged?
There's 25 tags.
Okay. And so when we look at what is the timestamp of the first one?
6:43:54 p.m.
Go ahead.
On June 21st, 2022.
So you tricked me. You went time first, and I was kind of thrown off there. I wanted the date more importantly, but thank you very much. So on 6/21/22, someone typed into the phone. What's this category that says value? Why is that? What does that mean?
That's the value that was typed in.
Okay. And then when we look at sources, again, is this kind of like the pathway?
Yes.
And where is it telling you these words, Jeff Gehrman, Las Vegas? Where is that popping up in this particular phone?
I'm not sure I understand that question.
Well, is this a pathway here? Is it telling you what application was being used when those words were typed?
Yes, the source is telling you what application was in use.
So what is the application?
That'd be Chrome.
Chrome. What is Chrome?
Chrome is a web browser.
Okay, is that like Safari if you have an Apple?
Yes.
Okay. So just scrolling down, are we seeing the same term being used, same terms being used?
That is correct.
Does it appear that all of these dates are June 21st of
2022? It does.
Looking at entry number 17, what's the value in terms being used now?
In value, it's Jeff Gehrman, Las Vegas with Rob 4NV in parentheses.
Okay.
Or sorry, quotations.
Was there an extraction report regarding web history?
Yes.
What is web history in terms of this program?
Web history of this program can look again at the browsers you're using and what exactly you're doing with that browser, what websites you're visiting.
Okay, so you can kind of see again, someone may type in terms and you can see if they're visiting a particular website, is that
yes.
correct? How many tags are there here?
18.
Okay. What was the title? What were the words being typed into Google search?
Jeff Gehrman, Las Vegas.
And what was the date?
6/21/22.
At what time?
6:43:54 p.m.
Does this appear to parallel the first entry under the searched items as well?
It does.
And can that happen? You can type, you know, the program can pick up when you're typing in and consider it a searched item, but if it shows up in your web browser, it might also be captured under web history.
Yes, multiple artifacts can be found in multiple places.
Okay. And these are examples of all the time that those terms were searched. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, another area is photographs. We talked about photographs briefly. Were there a series of extractions brought up regarding images found on a phone?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Detective, are you familiar with the date in which Jeff Gehrman passed away?
I do not recall the specific date.
Okay. If I told you September 2nd of 2022, you wouldn't have a reason to disagree. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. Now, I want to take a look at this extraction report. How many tags are there?
Three.
Okay. And what is the pathway related to these images?
Again, it's from the google.android.apps.photos.
Okay. And so it's coming from like a photo library?
From Google Photos.
Okay. And a Google Photos in his phone?
It could be in his phone, could be in the cloud.
So that's when we take pictures and then it kind of flows up into the cloud and it's stored up there.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay. So what is the modified date on this image here?
8/19/2022 at 1:42:15 p.m.
Okay. How about the second entry? What is the modified date there?
8/19/2022, 12:23:30 p.m.
Okay. And the third one?
8/19/2022, 1:42:15 p.m.
Okay. And you mentioned that these also capture the actual images themselves. Is that right? When we do these reports?
Yes.
Publishing the first file. What color is that shoe on the right?
It appears to be gray.
Okay. What brand does it appear to be?
Nike.
Sir, when we look at the sole of the shoe, is it purely white or does it appear to have a design somewhere in the middle here?
Appears there's a design.
What sort of design does it look like?
Four black squares.
Okay. And this image was found inside Mr. Tallis's phone?
Yes.
And the modified date on that was August 19th of 2022?
Yes.
Okay, so roughly, do my math correctly, 13 days before Mr. Gehrman's murder, 12 days if my math is off?
Sounds correct.
Okay. And then this image appears three different times.
That's correct.
One second. Was an extraction report produced using the term Alfred camera?
Yes.
Publishing that file. How many, what is timeline?
Timeline is just giving you a reference of how many different columns there are, basically, how many you've extracted or tagged.
And in Cellebrite, if there's a timeline, does it kind of put events that occur in the phone in chronological order?
It does.
Okay. So there appears to be what? How many things pulled from the timeline?
Seven.
Okay. And there's a column here that says type, correct?
Yes.
And so it kind of tells you what type of data entry point is inside the phone. Would that be fair?
Yes.
Okay, so let's read out entry number one. What is the type?
Installed applications.
So what does that mean?
Be when you downloaded an application from an app store.
Can you please tell me the date that this application was installed?
9/5/2022 at 12:03:53 a.m.
And if you could just help us, there's this parent parentheses that says UTC minus 7. What does that mean?
UTC is a time code, so right now we're in minus 7 during daylight savings time.
Okay, so we're talking time zones, is that right?
Yeah, universal coordinated time, and then every time zone goes off of that.
And we're Pacific, correct?
Yes.
And so to get to Pacific, you'd have to subtract 7 hours?
Yes.
And is that what the program is indicating, that this has been converted to Pacific time?
Yes.
All right. If you could, so it says timestamp, it reads that date. Read what it says right here.
Purchase date.
Okay, and then what's the description of what application was purchased?
The Alfred Camera Home Security app.
Okay, so this was this application was installed by someone 3 days after Mr. Gehrman was killed.
Correct.
All right. Let's go to the next entry. What is entry number two about?
Web history.
All right. And what? Give us the date and time.
9/5/2022, 12:10:46 a.m.
So because this is timeline, it's kind of merging different sources of information, correct?
Yes.
Like before, we had a report that just looked at web history, but timeline can pull from different spaces, right?
Correct.
So for example, if there was an image that might relate to this, it would also migrate into this report. Would that be correct?
That's possible.
All right. So if you could, it's indicate, what's the term that's being used right there?
It's last visited time.
What does that mean?
When somebody last visited that website.
All right. So at 12:10 a.m., what is the user of this phone visiting?
The Alfred Web Viewer PC is home security monitor using Google Chrome.
Okay. And we find, is there a second entry mirroring all that same information?
Yes.
Look at entry number four. How about then?
Same information.
But is the date a little bit different?
The time is different, yes.
Okay. We have other similar entries. Is that correct on the 5th?
That is correct.
Okay. Was there information, an extraction report also... Was there also an extraction report derived from images that appeared to come from Google Maps?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's first pull up the extraction report. How many images relating to Google Map images were tagged for this report?
132.
So that signifies that there was 132 images found in his phone related to this particular topic?
That were tagged, yes.
Okay. Let's start scrolling through some of this. For example, with this first one here, can you tell us when you look at the pathway, where are these images coming from?
From the Google Maps app.
So they're coming from the Google Maps app?
Yes.
All right. What's the modification date on this?
Again, that would be the last time that that application interacted with that specific artifact.
Please read out the date for entry number one.
8/12/2022, 9/55/24 p.m.
Okay. Let's look at this second one. What is there? It's off by a couple of different seconds, correct?
Yes.
But all the information remains the same?
Yes.
Does 8/12/22 appear to be the same date for these items?
It does.
All the way down to the end, all from 8/12. Is that correct?
Correct.
So, let's open up a folder that says 7216 Bronze Circle. You recognize what you're looking at here?
A home.
It's a home. Is it is it in a certain type of web program?
This would be in Google Street View, yes, so Google Maps.
Okay. And so at this particular home, this is kind of an angle. This would be if someone was in Google Maps and pulled up a street view of 7216 Braun Circle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is it just another angle of that same home?
Yes.
Let's start getting to the actual images. So this is one of the images that was found inside Mr. Tellis's phone. Would this correspond to one of the thumbnails?
Yes.
How about this one?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Pulling up 7212 Braun Circle. What are we looking at in this image?
Another street view of a house.
Okay. Is this image pulled out of Mr. Tellis's phone?
Yes.
And again, the dates on these were August 12th of 2022.
Yes.
So that's roughly, my math is usually terrible, about 20 days before Mr. Gehrman is killed. If it's September 2nd, am I doing that math right? I feel like I am.
It sounds close.
Sounds close, okay. In this photograph, what does that appear to be? Right above the street address on the house?
Appears to be a solar powered security camera.
And that was inside Mr. Tellis's phone.
The image, yes.
Are these images that came out of this extraction?
Yes. 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 Yes.
What are we looking at here? This is another street view.
It is.
Of this street called Braun Circle.
It is.
Are these following images that were pulled out of Mr. Tellis's phone?
They are.
And there's a series of folders here that identify different houses on this street. Would that be correct?
Correct.
Okay. But ultimately, when you put them all together, it totals. How many does it total again, based on this?
132.
With a date of August 12th of 2022.
Correct.
Was there also images, an extraction report created regarding what appeared to be, I apologize, I need to move this over, what appeared to be almost like surveillance?
There was.
Publishing that report. How many tags are related here?
101.
If you could, please tell me the pathway where these images come from.
The google.android.apps.photos cache.
So it's coming from, again, the photo application inside Mr. Telus's phone?
That or Google Photo Cloud, one of...
Okay, or it was up in the cloud associated, but that phone, that particular phone belonging to Mr. Telus is associated with that cloud, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's the modification date on this?
8/15/2022, 10:24:07 a.m.
So 3 days after the 132 images found of Braun Circle.
That's correct.
And this is a rough look of what all of these images look like, correct?
Correct.
What appears to being captured in these photographs?
Vehicles driving down a street.
And they all appear to be from 8/15 of 2022, correct?
They do.
So a total of 101, is that right?
That's correct.
Now, we don't have all 101, but we will... I want to ask you, do these appear to be some of the images that appear inside this phone related to this extraction report?
They do.
Was there also an extraction report created relating to images that appeared to have information related to Jeffrey Gehrman?
There was.
How many tags were there?
7.
Why don't you tell us again about the pathway? Where did these images come from?
From the Google Photos app.
So the same application that had kind of like this, the pictures of the cars driving by, same place.
Yes.
In the same place where all the Braun Circle pictures are taken, correct?
Yes.
Okay, those came from the 12th and the 15th. Tell us about this date. When do these images, when are these at least show up as being modified?
8/23/2022.
Okay, so just a couple of days later, correct?
Correct.
And every one of these 7 images is from that date, correct?
Correct.
If you could, please read me the name that is under registrants.
Jeffrey M. Gehrman.
Okay. I'd like to go 2 notches down. Please read the registrant and the address.
Jeffrey M. Gehrman, 7216 Bronze Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, I believe.
Okay. Can you tell me what is the, what is this, read the top line up here. What does that say?
2021 Honda Civic Sport.
It provides a VIN number as well, is that right?
It does.
Okay. It provides the body style, is that right?
It does.
And when we look at this, can you look at the bottom and read the words of what that says right there?
Dell.
Okay. You're familiar with computers, correct?
Correct.
Does that appear to be a monitor?
It does.
A monitor that might be sitting on a desk, potentially?
Potentially.
Okay. This came out of Mr. Telus's phone?
Yes.
And the date of the modification on this is August 23rd. Is that right?
That's correct.
And that would be roughly 8 or 9 days. I just can't remember if August... Does August have 31 days? I feel like August has 31 days. And if that's the case, then that would be 9 days before Mr. Gehrman was killed.
Correct.
Okay. So this image comes out of Mr. Telus's phone. 31 days. I love that map. It's good. Okay. Did this image come out of Mr. Telus's phone?
It did.
Please, what are the names that we keep seeing appearing in here?
Jeffrey M. Gehrman.
Okay, and it's listing what? What are we, what's it kind of showing? Different what?
different cars.
Okay. Again, we see, do we see the Dell thing again?
Yes.
Okay. Next image, is this another angle of it? Another angle of like another image?
Yes.
Okay, it appears to come from a monitor, from a monitor for a computer?
Yes.
Is it more information about Garmin and Hondas?
It is.
I guess there's another one down here, a 2003 what?
2003 Volkswagen Passat GL.
Right. What are we looking at here? This is another image that came from the phone?
It is.
And again, it has similar information that we saw from one of the other images?
Correct.
Again, this comes out of Mr. Tellis's phone?
It does.
And let's look at this one. What's this say up here?
Jeffrey M. Garmin.
Okay, does it provide a date of birth for Mr. Garmin?
It does.
What is the date of birth of Mr. Garmin?
8/23/1953, 69 years old.
All right. Does it also provide a Bronze Circle address as well for Mr. Garmin?
It does.
So the date on that is 8/23. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you also did a download of Mr. Tellis's work computer, correct?
Correct.
A computer that was found in his office, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Did you produce a series of reports similar to an extraction report in relation to that?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to open up the first file here that's entitled Chrome Autofill 07216 Bronze. Is this kind of the cover page for your report, sir?
For a PDF report, yes.
Okay. So, this indicates Chrome Autofill Record 1, is that right?
That's correct.
Tell me, what's the significance of the category name?
When something's typed in, such as an address into Google, it might think you want to store that as an autofill to make it easier to populate when you're typing something in the future.
What's the date on that?
That is 8/23/2022. It's 6:05:40 p.m.
Okay. So that's the same date that we had those that we looked at before, right?
Yes.
So the ones that had like the car registration information that appear to be on a monitor, computer monitor, we've got the same, at least the same date as those images, correct?
That's correct.
Can you please read to me what value was entered in at that point?
7216 bronze.
That's the same street associated with Mr. Garmin on those images from 8/23, is that right?
That's correct.
Is that the same street name as all of those Google mapped images that we saw?
Correct.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial grade products and next day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. Through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.